i.e. my mom, that featured, what was it, Salt in the Wound by Boy Genius, and was like, oh, like, take me back to the, like, how do they wear it? What was it? I sent it to you. Let me find it. It was, like, actual wordy. Oh, it was the millennial,
optimism?
No, but it's a millennial worship music.
Ah, yes.
That's what it was. And so that, like, started our inspiration for today, but then we didn't continue with that and decided more to lean into the millennial optimism. So that's what we're playing for you today, which features, like, just, like, imagine you're, like, maybe, like, leaving a coffee shop, going into a coffee shop to, like, scroll through your Tumblr. You're going to post on MySpace. Mm.
But you're, like, walking, and it's really bright outside, and it's beautiful, and you have on, like, one of those big hats.
Yeah, and maybe, like, some heart sunglasses. Yes, some character socks, which I am, in fact, wearing right now.
Alexander McQueen's skull scarf.
Oh, yeah, classic. Some kind of, like, infinity scarf, or, like, the scarf with the knots on the end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time.
Some big stripes, maybe?
Yeah, big stripes. Think, like, yeah.
Definitely a side part.
Definitely, yeah. Think, like, yeah, exactly. Think some turquoise, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Big turquoise. But, yeah, just got some millennial optimism music for you.
Put that image in your mind while you're listening to these next couple
songs. And you're wearing wired earbuds.
Oh, well, of course.
That's that. Yeah, that's a part of that.
So, yeah, we're going to start off strong. We've got It's Time by Imagine Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
One
Shout
of
out
the
to...
five songs featured on my iPod Shuffle when I was in, like, second grade. It was that and Fun and Bastille, which you'll hear next. But, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to India Williams for reminding me that this song exists last night.
Yeah. Thanks, India. This is It's Time by Imagine Dragons.
Don't. And the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds all over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? Tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds all over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
I'm like back in third grade now.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Something that we were talking about is who is going to these concerts. But like we were talking about who is the audience for Imagine Dragons and who is the audience for Bastille. And to me, growing up listening to their music, that was a child. I felt like a lot of people
like a third to maybe like
fifth, sixth grader.
Sixth, max like seventh grade. Seventh grade, it's like you're a little bit too old.
You're one of the weird kids if you're
Yeah.
So like you think that's their audience, and then we just saw a clip from one of their concerts and it's a full blown adults. But I don't really think anyone our age is still listening to them. And I also don't really remember people older than me listening to them when I was a kid.
Yeah, my mom always hated Imagine Dragons.
There's so like kind of a missing middle for Imagine Dragons.
Maybe that is just the millennials who this show is for today.
Yeah. But we're gonna steer out of the mainstream millennial hopecore, as it's been called. But we're gonna get into some more of the actually what millennials were listening to. The pretentious hipster millennials. That's it. The hipster millennials weren't listening to Imagine Dragons, but the millennials were. But the hipster millennials, who are they listening to? The Knife, Santi Gold, you know?
Yeah, maybe these are people more so with like an acoustic guitar tattoo versus the geometric tattoo.
You know what? And actually these people have the Alexander McQueen's skull scarf as well. It was just such a phenomenon at the time.
Yeah, that one like transcends categories. Yeah,
these ladies were wearing owl necklaces. Do you know what I'm talking about? They were at Coachella in 2012. Call back to an earlier show.
Yep. Which we will have when it gets a little warmer out.
Yeah.
Just you wait.
Just you wait. But yeah, coming up next we've got the best song from this era in my opinion. This is Heartbeats by The Knife. Yeah, start. Yeah. You can start that now if you so please. But anyway, Heartbeats by The Knife. Love those guys.
going to the beat and everything is going on.
numbers to think about. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh, when I was 17, my mother
That was just Desperate Youth by
Santi Gold.
Yes, thank you. So now that was one of your picks.
Yeah, I love her.
and then before that, we had a couple songs. We did the PSA over 17 by Youth Lagoon. And then we had 2 Weeks by Grizzly Bear, which is a classic. That was a good one.
Yeah.
If you hadn't put that on, I would have.
Literally.
And
Found in Kitchen.
Yeah, let's see. Up next, we have like a couple more along this vibe. We've got Daylight by Matt and Kim, some songs from like Pitch Perfect. So I've got like Young Blood and Open Season.
What?
It's not like them, it's not like the Pitch Perfect cast singing, but it was like in the Pitch Perfect soundtrack.
Oh, well, that's like different.
Okay. Sorry if anyone got confused other than Sanaa.
My bad.
And yeah, then after that, we'll talk with you guys in a couple minutes because I think the last like 2 songs deserve their own special intro.
Oh, okay.
Because they changed the vibe a little bit. yeah. Anything else you want to say about the next couple songs?
What we've got, Daylight and
then like Young Folks by Peter Bjorn and John.
Just
John. Peter Bjorn and John.
Daylight. This is the song that'll this is the song that'll pick your head up, you know? You're walking down the street, you're stomping, you're clapping, you're saying hey to everyone, you know. This is Daylight by Matt and Kim.
Yeah.
Is Open Season by the High Highs. Yeah, you're like freshman year at Pitch Perfect School and you're making your mix of like 500 miles and what is it, titanium?
Yeah.
Laying on the quad.
And like it's all about the money.
Wearing some ripped jeans and some eyeliner.
Yeah, yeah. Still got the big hat though.
Oh yeah.
That was there for a while.
Yeah, it was. But yeah. Next song is going to totally change the vibe. This is more so, this is going to be Rainbow Kitten Surprise, which is more so the like era of millennial, like this is like 20, maybe 2017, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It's like kind of nearing the end.
It feels super Somerville.
Yeah. Yeah. For
it feels
many
like
reasons.
Super Somerville as of like 28. Like that's what I picture for like Somerville in 2018 yeah. is like Rainbow Kitten Surprise 100%. Vibe.
But yeah, this will be our last song for the day. This is Eleanor.
And this is Snob.
And you are listening to Pincushion Moss on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts, Medford, Freeform Radio.
Radio.
Have a nice Thursday evening.
Bye, guy.
Not home, not wholly separate, but syncopated. Single in our nature and because of the times. Not a word was said when the lights came on or a glance given pause at the cost of our desired wrongs. It's second nature to love you, it's first to die. And we were killed upon waking to the life we weren't prepared to live or rip out to realize. lies. We were killed upon the pavement. Bonnie, we're immortalized. Blood, cold, cold law. We were still young when the radio lights came. Ends on the end, no fair, dear, that we were still here. The absence of everything abstained from fear. And if I cry in your arms, it's just some other shit, just some other shit, just some other things that I've been dealing with. I die in your arms. Bury me while playing this. Bury me saying you were all I ever needed. Hold me like we're dying from the liquor that we drank down in hotel rooms to feel warm and cold love. What's harder? Things is gone, my bitch is gone, my bitch is wrong. We had and we had and we were then in blood, cold, cold law. We were still young when the radio lights came. Hymns on the air, no fair dear, that we were still here. In the absence of everything abstained from fear. And if I cry in your arms, it's just some other shit. Playing this, bury me saying you were all I ever needed, and hold me like we're dying from the liquor that we drank down in hotel rooms to feel warm.
What's harder?
Harder to say that you want me to stay, that you want me to stay unchanged for you, chained to a lie. We're the same, you and I. What's harder, harder to fake that you want me to stay, that you want me to stay the same for you, chained to a lie. Who's to blame? Let it die. We're the same
in blood, cold, cold law. We were still young when the rain.